This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Burning,
and I feel
filled with desire. What happens when you go to the naked beaches down in Florida, I think, right? Filled with desire. The naked beach versus the nude beaches. I've had that conversation. Oh, didn't you agree? Were you not here the other day when I went through that? No, you may not have been. It may have been Jennifer. I had that conversation with naked and nude. Nude beaches are gross older people, and naked beaches are where younger people do the cha-cha. Okay?
The cha-cha.
Everybody does the cha-cha-cha. Time has come for us to set the stage, Jay. Nothing else has to happen. You are assured of winning if you call 800-419-DOUG. Two free nights in Las Vegas. Simple, easy. How could it be any easier? All you can do is pick up the phone and call 800-419-3684 and win two free nights in Las Vegas. I don't have to say anymore, right? The time has come.
The time has come.
And you can focus on that like a laser beam. It's kryptonite, right? The good kind of kryptonite. This is something, it's like that boy who had the target thing, right? And
prank gone wrong. It was just a cruel prank. And people came to his defense and wanted to surprise him with kindness.
Yep. All right, so here we have an update on all of these shootings. In Philadelphia, this fellow who was accused of shooting up the place, this is the most baffling thing. He says his motive was to help the Philadelphia police. His rampage was because he intended to lend a hand to the police in tackling gun violence. This isn't today's Philadelphia Inquirer.
Oh.
Where do these people come from? Really? Where do these people come from? 7-year-old boy also shot in the head by a stray bullet after a fight over a jet ski.
Isn't that awful?
Standing. He wasn't even involved. He was just a bystander in Tampa.
No, and his grandfather tried to pull him into a truck to take cover, and a stray bullet hit the grandfather's hand and the little boy. It was the same bullet that hit both of them, and the grandfather sustained injuries that are going to be okay. The boy lost his life.
So, senseless, useless, there's no sense, no rhyme, no reason for it. And that's why we show up on that registered list. If you didn't hear that conversation, go back to gooddayshow.com where the whole program airs all day, every day, and listen to our discussion in one of the hours today about where we rank on the international scene when it comes to violence. You'll be discouraged by it. And people say, well, it's just a bias. The rest of the world doesn't like us, has no respect. No, that's nonsense. We have no respect for ourselves. Otherwise, we wouldn't be in this jam, frankly. And here's another example, if I need another example. That guy was charged with raping a 10-year-old girl and forced her to travel around. It started in Ohio, and then they went to Indiana and whatever else went on with him. He was sentenced to life in prison. Good. He should rot in jail. Life in prison, no parole. This is something after the Roe overturn. This sort of stuff erupted because she went to, she was found, I guess, they tried to get an abortion in Indiana, or he tried to get her an abortion. 10 years old, what's the matter with you, you psycho?
Awful.
put him out of his misery.
They're genuine monsters. Like, there are some people that have struggles because of mental health. That's just a monster. That is pure demon on it.
Anyway. Okay. So here's another lost person. Search underway for 24-year-old backpacker in Yosemite. In a couple of days, Hayden Klemnock is his name. Didn't we have one of these stories yesterday? Somebody got lost someplace else?
There was a teen in Canada who got separated from her group and she was able to find her way out of the wilderness 2 days later and was relatively okay. This happened in Yosemite and he got separated from the group. And they're asking everybody who has just been hiking in this area, whether you saw someone, whether you didn't see anybody, still asking people to reach out to them just to give them, okay, I was in this area at this time, just to kind of help narrow down some of the search.
Yeah. So, and then there's the story of that woman down in southeastern Massachusetts got caught in the mud. For 3 days, she just stuck in the mud, literally.
Well, and when she went missing, they knew something had to be wrong. She wasn't at risk for. A lot of times when people go missing, there is a question of did they harm themselves, and they just felt like no, something is wrong, and people were able to find her, and she had been stuck in the mud for how many days was it? Six, four.
Mm-hmm.
Five? Yep. She was stuck in the mud for a relatively long period of time, and she didn't take her cell phone with her, so she couldn't call for help.
Mm-hmm. Well, a lot of those areas don't have any self-service anyway.
Well, yeah.
Especially of late with Verizon's systems falling apart. Nobody can get even... they can't even get across the street, for God's sakes. All right, that's another discussion. So, let me go back to something. I heard from a couple of people who wanted to know more about what I said. Now, this is sort of an inconvenient truth for the Democrats, and that is the impact of Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who is out and about. He's captured the attention of almost a third of the positive attention to the point where almost a third of likely Democratic voters say they'd vote for him if the primary were today. So it reminds me of the Democrat. I guess they both have these problems from time to time, Republicans and Democrats. That's the problem with only having two parties. So the big debate now is a focus on Robert F. Kennedy, and it sort of goes back to another Bay Stater. Paul Tsongas was a senator from Massachusetts. He ran for president, and he unfortunately died of brain cancer, but I think had he been able to continue, he would have been elected. He would have been a great president. He had a very good, the opposite of Michael Dukakis, who was a he was a real knucklehead. But Tsongas was level-headed. Everybody liked him. And so it goes back to that time, thinking about the primaries and how he did, and when people used to really... He went out and really worked the crowds before. It wasn't just New Hampshire. It was all over the country. He captured the imagination of people because he sounded intelligent. He was intelligent. And so what's going on right now? Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has managed to get the ire of the traditional sort of left of center of the Democrats that want to and often are likely to be victorious of getting their candidate through the primary because people don't understand how the primary system works. So I'm not here necessarily to educate you, but you hear me talk about this a lot because the primaries, in my mind, are more important than the final election.
Yes.
Because you weed out the crazies, the knuckleheads that are in there. And I think that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. poses a real threat to Biden and a real threat to the system, that is the Democratic Party and the system that they like to control on their own. So what's going to happen? They're going to be New Hampshire wants to be first in the nation, but South Carolina, I think, wants to have the first primary. And so there are a lot of presidential candidates who are making a lot of visits. And of that group, there it is, Kennedy. What are we going to do? The Democratic National Committee, what are we going to do about this guy? there is a bias aimed at New England for candidates, but a lot of good candidates have come out of New England. So why is there a bias? A lot of people think, this guy's up there, they're too liberal, blah, blah, blah. John Kerry, yep, he was a waste of time. He was. And Dukakis was a waste of time. Tsongas was not. By the way, it goes back to 1992. I can't believe it's that long ago. Wowie zowie. But they all, and others too, jumping around. Biden, I don't think Biden has been up in New Hampshire at all lately. Kennedy has been. I love the way the news media refers to Robert F. Kennedy in the same breath as Marianne Williamson, a fringe candidate. Huh? He's not a fringe candidate at all. How arrogant it is of these people. Do you realize how you're getting suckered in? I have a very good friend who lives in Los Angeles. She reads the New York Times every day. Loves it. Why do you like it? Well, because it speaks to me. Yeah, okay, well, I can speak to you, too. Are you listening to me? Oh, no, it's different because they have credibility. Which is a, they have credibility. Really? And how do you measure credibility? By how many people read the newspaper or what it says, or because they agree with your politics?
Well, and some of the stuff is news about nothing. Like, did you see with Kennedy how the Kennedys have their annual family reunion for the 4th and everything?
Yeah.
And he wasn't there. And there have been some people who have said that they disagree, family members that disagree with his politics. And other people have had to come out and they're like, family comes first, politics comes second. You don't have to agree with somebody else's politics to still love them. And the reason he wasn't there is because he is campaigning. Dude's busy.
Right. He's out and about.
Yeah. Well, it's like, again, news about nothing.
To
totally grasping at straws.
Yeah. We've invited him to be on this program. What's been the response?
He's busy. We're waitlisted.
Yeah. We're on the wait list. Okay. Well, listen, that's okay.
But about it, hopefully it circles back, but they had to shut down the request because he has so many, too many to fill. So they had to shut down the request limit, and then they're going to start circling back.
Well, that's because the guy's got something to say, and thankfully people are interested in
people
what he has to say.
It.
Yep, they want to hear it. 18 after the hour, this is Good Day.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's SkyRizi, risankizumab Rizza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With SkyRizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and SkyRizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing and me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new plan. Nothing is
use if allergic to SkyRizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Oh, at Taco Bell, we like to keep mornings simple. Because before 11 a.m., you're not down for whatever.
No.
You're not interested in trying new things.
No.
You want a breakfast that's toned down and delicious. Like the Breakfast Crunchwrap with fluffy eggs, sausage, melty cheese, and a crispy hash brown in a grilled tortilla.
I want to eat that.
See? You may not be a morning person, but it's morning. And you're a person. Taco Bell breakfast. Served until 11 a.m. At participating Taco Bell stores during breakfast hours only while supplies last.
You know that Big Bargain detergent jug is 85% water, right?
85% water? I thought I was getting a better deal because it's so big.
If you want a better clean, Tide Pods are only 12% water. The rest is pure concentrated cleaning ingredients.
Ooh, pass me the intercom thingy.
Attention shoppers! If you want a real deal, try Tide Pods.
Don't pay for water. Pay for clean. If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Pods.
Water content based on the Leading Bargain liquid detergent.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Bleachy Beach Boys. I was so clever when I was a disc jockey. Yeah, it was the Bleach Boys. That took all kinds of thought, right? My brain had to work on that.
Brilliant.
I love that, right? Another stroke of genius from Doug Steffen back in the early days of radio. Yes, it was. And people tease me all that. Well, yeah, how was it when Marconi helped you build that radio? Well, it wasn't quite that long ago, but at any rate, let's move into today, shall we? It is July the 6th, and Beyonce has canceled a date. And this is not with another guy. This is with a lot of guys and a lot of women. So let's find out what the cancellation is all about, which we will do right after this important message.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Beyonce. What's her last name, do you know?
Knowles.
Knowles, yeah.
Her maiden name, yeah.
Yeah. All right, so she canceled her date in Pittsburgh. This is the beginning of her tour, right? So why? What's the problem?
Her tour kicks off overseas in May, and then the U.S. leg is kicking off next week. Mm-hmm. But the August 3rd date for Pittsburgh had to be canceled, just completely scrapped. They're not even going to postpone it or reschedule because there were just some production logistics and scheduling issues. And it's a pretty elaborate setup she has, so it makes you wonder if it's just it wasn't going to, why exactly it wasn't going to work out. But turns out it is just not going to work out. So all of those people people, all of those ticket holders are going to get full refunds. But this is a very popular tour. So people who thought they had a ticket now have to figure out if they're able to travel and get tickets to someplace else. And
so
it's on them?
Fees. It's on them?
Well, yeah, because they're getting a full refund.
Oh, okay. So if they want to go see her.
So if they want to see her, they're going to have to figure out if they can travel somewhere else. And then those are extra costs because of having to possibly stay at a hotel. And then now at this point, tickets are pretty much purchased up. So you have to pay the scalper fees and additional fees.
It's
a little rough, but it's just sadly not going to work out for them.
Well, on another note, if you'll pardon the pun, Taylor Swift. There are a lot of people who are big fans of Taylor Swift. And one of them is Toni Collette, the actress, who has been praising Ms. Swift and the tour. She sent her a note, said, quote, "Your talent is immeasurable and your generosity boundless." I would say that was from what I know of her. She went to the concert, apparently, said it was incredible, and a lot of photos and stuff. Did she go up to see her? Were there pictures of the two of them together? I didn't get that out of piecing all.
No, I believe she's a fan, one of the fellow concert goers, and she posted about it on her social media that it's just one of those, Taylor Swift is just one of those elaborate performers, and she gives everything her all, and it's a great set, the whole stage design and everything, the way she curated the songs, it's brilliant.
She obviously has a lot of talent. And that's good. Good to be recognized for the talent, I think, as much as anything else. Hey, there's more coming up. A good day. Stick around. It's 28 after the hour.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The U.S. Air Force is reporting 3 Russian fighter jets provoked U.S. drones during a mission against ISIS over Syria. In a statement last night, the Air Force said Russian jets took part in unsafe and unprofessional behavior with 3 U.S. drones yesterday morning, forcing them into evasive maneuvers. It is unknown what kind of mission was taking place against ISIS targets. The Pentagon will make changes on how military personnel access classified information following a massive leak of top-secret documents earlier this year. An internal review of policies concluded by the Defense Department should improve its security posture and accountability measures. It determined, however, that it does not have a widespread issue with keeping its records safe. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen has arrived in Beijing. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
It's your time to shine, boys and girls. Let your voice be heard live.
Hi, Doug and Jay.
Millions of people around the country will hear your thoughts. Very easy. Call 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684.
Round, round, get around. I get around. Yeah, get around, round, round. I get around. I get around.
Getting around, round, round, get around, I get around. All right, speaking of getting around, Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen, no boundaries. I'm following the story from Mars. Of course I am. There's a
helicopter.
Well, this is the first aircraft to fly to another world. This is the Ingenuity, which was developed by the folks at the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, NASA. Go to their website. You can see the story of this Mars helicopter, which basically, I mean, if you get down to the nitty-gritty, is it's the definition of a trailblazer. This Ingenuity, the aircraft, like a helicopter, has achieved some remarkable milestones that are being, as you know, I go there all the time to the website, and I talk about the things that I see there that I think of interest to you. So this was launched in July of 2020, and it has landed and it has taken off 52 times on the surface of Mars. Think about this. This is what's so amazing. We direct it. We send a signal from the Space Flight Center, and it goes up there, and it takes 3 seconds for the command to reach Mars and to get this thing to take off. So it's like it's a drone, in a manner of speaking, only bigger. It has, on average, been flying for 90 minutes at a time, covers 5, 6, 7 miles at a time, and it flies up to about 60 feet. And so this is the first aerial exploration, the nitty-gritty of what's on the surface of Mars. And there's nothing that says you can't use this on other planets. You know, we have this thing about Mercury that's going on now, and why the planet is the way it is. So we're beginning, well, that's in the opposite direction. Mars is this way, Mercury is that way. Mercury is much closer to the sun, so it's not likely that there's much going on there. Except I think I saw on the website that they reported that the research that has been done on Mercury would suggest that it's mostly just a big ball of steel. It's a big ball of metal with a very thin sheath of sort of dirt and rocks on the surface. But other than that, it's all metal. Which I find
really fascinating.
Very interesting. Yeah,
yeah.
Exactly. All right. So anyway, the report this week was that the Mars helicopter had gone silent in April, and they weren't too sure how to get it back, but they'd just been playing with it. Apparently, it got caught behind some hilly terrain and had gone out of range, the same as we have with the cell phones here on Earth. So there was no way of communicating with the Earth. So 63 days it was out, but somehow or other, it's kind of like when E.T. phoned home, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Remember? Huh? Phone home. Oh, phone home. Anyway, NASA was able to get it to a point where it actually got the signals, and once again, it's flying.
Well, how did it not run out of battery or juice?
I don't know.
Like,
I don't know.
If it was sitting idle for that length of time.
Yeah.
We can't
right.
figure out how to let a car sit.
Yeah,
without
right.
having to start it real quick, turn it over just so it does?
Yeah, exactly. Well, listen, I think that it's really amazing. All right, other travel items here. JetBlue says it will not appeal a federal judge's ruling which blocks the deal they had with American. JetBlue says, and they're doing this for their own, you know, they say, well, we're not going to fight. You guys have got us. No, that's not the reason. The deal to buy Spirit is better for them than the deal with the American, although in the back of the minds of the people running American, I'm sure that there was a plan to try to bring JetBlue and American together as one airline. But JetBlue has sort of outsmarted them with this deal to buy Spirit. I'm really amazed. Spirit Airline, I've had any number of experiences on Spirit, and they've all been bad. All of them. But yet, people are rating Spirit as a fairly good airline. I'm surprised when I look at the ratings, frankly, rated higher than JetBlue. Well, JetBlue's on the bottom of the list, and American's close to it. But Spirit was like number 3 or 4 on the list of the best-run airlines, which I find amazing, frankly. At any rate, JetBlue and American partnership over, although American says it's going to contest it, but JetBlue isn't. So why is American contesting it in court if JetBlue doesn't want to be a part of it anymore, which seems rather strange. Anyway, American says it respects JetBlue's decision to focus on its other challenge, but they're still going to go ahead with their appeal. What is that all about? Anyway, the places that JetBlue, you probably know, I go back and forth to Los Angeles frequently, and when this deal came in, American, which had been running 6 flights a day in each direction, cut down to 4, and in the bad weather, cut down to 2 a day from Boston to L.A., and now I look at the schedule, and it looks like in October they're going back up at least to 5 a day, which is an acknowledgement that they're going to get out of the JetBlue thing, although they say they're still going to honor tickets. They will sell tickets, well, they call them code shares, I think, right? Yeah, it's a code share thing. All right, so maybe that'll help you in your travel. Maybe it won't. here's something that I have a hard time believing that our government has gotten this bad, but I guess it has. Do you know how long it takes to get a passport now? Have you applied? Do you know anybody who's applied for a passport?
No, I need to update my passport. How long is it taking? I would assume 6 to 7 weeks, 6 to 8 weeks.
13 months.
Whoa.
Yeah. Hello. This is your government at work. They're so busy figuring out ways of taking your money and giving it to people who ought not to have it. This is a big trending travel story, and so there's a surge of all these new passport applications. Summertime, that's what happens. So you want to take a road trip? The State Department says they're trying to sort out how to help you complete your application process. So they have a special passport acceptance fair that's being held at public libraries around the country, local administrative offices. Let's see here. Scheduled this week for California and New Jersey. There are others taking place in Alabama, Florida, Michigan, Missouri, Texas, and Wisconsin. They're adding them every week because of the what a disgrace. It's like the DMV. Every state you go to, it's a GD disgrace. And this is the public's number one. This is your engagement with the government, right? And they screw it up like they want to. Stick it to you. So anyway, they have been getting 500,000 applications a month. And so that changed. They were up to 14 weeks for routine service. Some people waiting as long as a year. It's unacceptable. How dare you? You're supposed to, if you're going to go out, let's say you've scheduled an international trip and it's 2 weeks. It's virtually impossible, and now the airlines don't take any, unless you've got a valid passport, they won't sell you a ticket.
Well, but if you have if you're scheduled to go overseas, like to a different country in a matter of just 2 weeks, then you should have been on your game. And because even before it still took longer than 2 weeks to get your passport.
Yeah, right.
15 years ago, it still took longer than 2 weeks.
I remember when I went to China because my passport was going to run out within 6 months. You know, they look at it and say, okay, well, your passport's running out in 6 months, so you got to get a new one. What's the point of having a passport if it isn't honored until the end date? Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And apparently this was up to the government of China or wherever, or some places. They don't want you to stay or disappear, so they want to see you got a ticket back and a passport that's going to be valid. Okay. So whatever it is. But I find this bottleneck is unacceptable. Processing passports should be easy. It should be simple. And the government, of course, one of the government, the House of Representatives committees is looking into it. We're going to investigate it. Yeah, okay, so you investigate it. What happens? Nothing. But apparently there's enough political pressure to start these fairs to get passports done more quickly. Here's somebody who, with a comment, and the person's handled is sick and tired. I don't quite get how sending your people out to do these acceptance fairs helps. It seems like you need people in the office processing the applications. Duh. I live in a town of 4,000 people, and I can fill it out online, take it to the post office, the courthouse, the same day. That's it. I think this guy's got a point, right? And so, but it's so complicated. Some of these travel documents are so complicated. I saw, as I was researching this article, there's a TikTok video explaining how to do your passport. Anyway, passport privilege, it's called. Yeah, it's a privilege. No, it's not. It's something that you should have. It's part of the government service. That's what you're paying for and all those outrageous taxes that you pay. Right? So what are we doing? Again, we're allowing all of this stuff to happen, and people just shrug their shoulders and say, oh, well, that's the government. Well, it's not acceptable. Period. End of story. So what do you do? I don't know. Here's a person who's taking a trip around the country, traveling 150,000 miles this summer on a Greyhound bus. How'd you like to do that?
There you go. 150. Well, and then with the real IDs to fly, people are going to have to take the bus if they aren't
IDs. Yep. Well, this is a person who has, in the confession of this person's life, they are alone, and this looked like kind of fun. I could see where it would be fun if you don't, you know, if the bus isn't really crowded, you don't have to sit up tight close to somebody.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you're a people person and like to talk to people, meet people from everywhere, that's a good opportunity.
When I was in the bus business back in the 70s and the 80s, I remember somebody coming to me. We ran local service, some charter stuff across the country, but it was local service in the Boston area. But I remember the story of a guy who got on a Greyhound bus, and he just remembered Woody Guthrie and some of the songs that he would sing about traveling across the country, and he took that to heart. And so he just would take the bus and go here, there, and everywhere. There were a lot of, actually, when you get right down to the nitty-gritty, I think there are a lot of people who have taken these trips and enjoyed them. After all, it's summertime, and it's a great time. Taking a trip is great for your mental health, I think. And it's better than therapy under the circumstances. So here's a, we got time? No, I don't think we have time. There's one great story about this, the stranded ferry passengers, but that's a travel story that I'll save for manana. I do need to remind you about the opportunity, speaking of traveling, get those two free nights in Las Vegas. All you have to do is dial up 800-419-3684 for two free nights in Las Vegas. 800-419-DOUG. So this is so easy. Why wouldn't you do it right now? Be one of the 10 callers right now that gets those two free nights. Dial it up. 800-419-DOUG. That's 800-419-3684 for two nights in Vegas.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm on to something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
Doug Stefan here with Elizabeth Miller. You know, one of the things I'm proudest of is that we have been doing this for many years, you and I talking and us talking on the air about Calitrin and the website toploss.com.
It's one of the reasons I love my job so much is, you know, seeing people really making progress with their health and their well-being and even mental health. You know, when you've carried around a lot of weight for a long time and you start to lose the weight after you had given up, really, you know, a lot of people, you give up.
How do you, when people call, you tell them, buy a month's supply, this is what will happen. Buy 2 months' supply, this is what will happen.
We've got discounts on every bottle right now, but it really just depends on how much weight you're wanting to lose or maybe what your motivation is for buying it, if it is for the side benefits and more. 1 month, you're probably not going to see just a whole lot with weight loss, maybe some inch loss, less bloating. Really around the 1 month mark is when you start seeing that healthy weight loss. And healthy weight loss is 1 to 2 pounds a week.
Use the discount code Doug. You get free shipping, but there's so many different possibilities because they've been around for so long. There are a lot of different things they've done to help folks out buy the product. That's it. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
Have you ever noticed that when the afternoon light hits your floors, you can see everything, including dust?
So much dust.
And that floor dust gets kicked up into the air, compromising the quality of air you and your family breathe.
Eesh.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper is the fast and easy way to clean your floors with ultra-thick pads that trap and lock dust before it gets in the air. Just a couple minutes a day.
And dust is gone.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper. Proud partner of the American Lung Association.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This music from Forrest Gump, but it gets us started here at 53 after the hour on Movie Moments on the Good Day program. Jay and Doug and I have, Jay and Doug, right? Jay and, I think I meant Chuck, but Jay, Chuck,
hi.
And, yeah, hi. So Chuck Curry is here, our movie man. So that's from Forrest Gump. Why are we resurging, regurgitating that, Chucker?
Because this day in movie history, July 6th, 1994, Forrest Gump opened in theaters, became a massive runaway hit, went on to win the Oscar for Best Picture that year. Same year Shawshank Redemption was released, so that's quite a feat. I actually remember people going to the movies, Doug. This was a place and time where people go get into the movies, pack movie theaters for movies that didn't feature superheroes.
Yeah, right.
And this was a big, big movie back in the day.
Yeah.
I wish they made movies like this now.
I was scanning across. I didn't have much time last night, but as I was eating my dinner, some new fresh corn on the cob.
Really?
I was watching Along Came a Spider, which was something made, what, a couple of, was it 20 years ago? How long? Morgan Freeman?
That's Ashley Judd, right?
No.
Now, who's in that one?
It was, there's some unknown blonde girl who plays the bad guy. She's a good guy at the beginning, but she turns out
Morgan Freeman's in that, right?
Yeah, what did I say? Didn't I say Morgan Freeman? What did I say?
Yeah, that's Monica Potter, I believe. She was in Patch Adams also.
Whatever happened to her.
And Parenthood, the TV show she was in. Yeah. I don't know. She's still a working actress, and she's not high profile.
Yeah.
She had a good run back in the day. Yeah, even movies like that were moderately budget movies with decent marketing campaigns did very well in theaters.
Speaking of...
I hope we don't get to the point where I come on the air with you and I say, Doug, remember when people actually used to go to the movies?
No, we're not getting to that point. No.
No.
I reject that notion. Cynthia Nixon, speaking of people in the middle of that acting curve, is worried about fan reaction to Kim Cattrall coming back to Just Like That. Why would there be? What's wrong with the fan? I would think the fans, the hardcore fans, would like.
Well, it was supposed to be a surprise, and she thinks it's because it leaked out that people are going to be really excited, and it's such a blip that they're just going to end up being disappointed because it was so built up.
Oh, all right. So did they not fix their feud? That is Sarah Jessica Parker, the two of them fighting about who knows what.
I think, from what I read, not that I care, but I think Kirsten Davis, I think her and Cattrall have not made up and won't make up. That seems to be the stem of the bad blood. I don't want to dwell on that stuff, but it's sort of sad. Like, you work all these years, you have so much success.
Yep.
You don't have to hang out every day, but
get
you
out
deserve
the way.
To break bread, right? I mean,
get out of the way. Christopher Maloney, speaking of that, and Christopher Maloney leaving Law & Order and then coming back to it, apparently he's doing a sexy sock commercial.
He's done this before.
Nearly nude. Have you seen the commercial?
The socks, I read. I didn't see it, I read it, yeah.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
So he's for his age, he looks good. People are paying attention to him. There has been very little. I don't have interest in seeing him nude, but I have interest in seeing the Law and Order continue. And I'm not sure how the schedule has worked out for them coming back into the fold, but I think all the Law and Orders got renewed.
Can we bounce into one more thing? How much time?
Please. Yes, sir.
Okay.
We have time.
Great, great reviews for Mission Impossible installment. Great reviews. They're saying it has maybe the best action sequences ever put on film. Really take you to the age. It opens a week from Wednesday. Is Tom Cruise going to save the summer season like he did last year with Maverick?
Let's see.
And I was talking to you off the air. This movie, Sound of Freedom, with Jim Caviezel, a true story about a guy who rescues abducted children. $11.7 million in business on July 4th. Expected to do about $20 million in his first four days.
I haven't seen any promotion for it, but after you described it to me, I'm interested in it. Well, it's one of those
grassroots.
It's a Christian movie.
It's appealing to that core audience.
It's better.
The reviews are really good.
It's better than the hit you on the head stuff that most of those Christian movies are all about. Like him as an actor anyway. I thought Person of Interest was one of the best TV shows ever produced.
He had a good run.
That
obviously
good.
He played Jesus in The Passion of the Christ.
Right, And he played a bad guy in that movie.
He was
movie.
Also in a movie called Frequency with Dennis Quaid about 20-something years ago. Really good movie.
He was a bad guy with the movie that Schwarzenegger and Stallone was in on that prison boat. Remember that?
Prison break.
All right. Thank you, Chugger. Talk to you tomorrow. It's 59 past the hour here on Good Day.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is a process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.